Okay, so we're in the psyche, yeah? We saw the three reasons why people don't pay enough attention to a couple of things. He said, despite the enormous importance of the subject, because through this subject, the person comes to knowing Hashem, understands his achdus, his reality, and then he comes to recognize the obligations that he has to serve the Boire, which we'll see in the next parak, in the next shah, which is Shah of Avodas Elokim. He says, most people, nevertheless, most people don't get involved in these things. They don't take the time out to learn and understand what this parak has to understand for the three reasons. The first reason we said is because they're running after all the pleasures of this world and all their taivas in this world, most of which they'll never attain. The second one is because of the hergel of the toivos. We're born into it. We saw the marshal of the tinok and the prisoner. That even though there was much more chesed done for the tinok than the prisoner, nevertheless, the prisoner understood it better because he got it when he was at an age where he was able to understand it, he didn't take it for granted. And the third thing we saw, which we're going to continue now, is the so-called bad things that happen to people. That they don't recognize that these things are also coming for their good. We saw, no, that was the number two. We saw the blind people that were provided with everything they needed. So the third one is the so-called bad things that happen to people. And he's going to go on, he's going to explain that now at length. On Kuf Lamed Daled. Oh no, that was sorry. That was in the Siva Shlishis. We discussed the house, the special house that was prepared for the blind people. Sorry, we did do this. That was prepared for the blind people, and they had a doctor there, and everything was provided exactly for what they needed to heal them. And they didn't take instructions properly. They didn't take it seriously. Eventually, everything that was there, that was put in that house for their benefit, actually became obstacles, and they started tripping themselves and breaking themselves over it. And then complaining that the house was built to do them bad. It wasn't built for their benefit. And they don't realize that it was all done for their benefit if they would just follow the instructions that we spoke about. Okay. So right at the bottom of Kuf Lamadari, it says like this. Because this is the reality that most people don't focus their attention on these important subjects, and as a result of that, they don't come to be Oved Hashem. They don't recognize the chiyuv that they have, the shtabdus, that they're meshubad. Therefore, the Talmidei Chachamim in every generation have an obligation to arouse the people that don't understand the Tovos Avoira. Therefore, they have to teach and instruct and guide people to know the qualities of all the good that's being done via the seichel, kiametzias mare, because reality shows us that the reality is a emes eidla atzmoi. Shekama vekama toves ein mekableim yecholim la'anois velismoyach mehem. That many good things that people have done to them, they can't enjoy it and have simcha in them, v'glal choisa hakoros ha'toves, because they can't recognize. They can't recognize the good that is in them. Hakaras hatovos. Now we usually translate hakaras hatovos as gratitude. That's not how we're translating it here. We're talking about hakaras hatov, to recognize makir, to recognize the good. We'll see where what we usually mean as a Hakaras HaTov comes into this. Well, right now he's just talking about because of this Chosa Hakaras HaTov, because they don't recognize, we don't know, they have a lack of understanding, of knowledge of the qualities that are involved here. When you'll arouse the people that are receiving this goodness to recognize the enormous value of the good, and you reveal to them what was lacking in their understanding and their knowledge before, then they start to go, wow, I didn't realize that. Oh, And then you start, you know, you listen to Rav Avigdor Milashir. It's exactly what he's talking about. You switch on Rav Avigdor Milashir and he starts talking about an apple. He suddenly realizes, you know, I've been eating apples for 60 years. I never realized how much chokhmah and wisdom and beauty. And suddenly an apple starts giving you enormous simcha, which you never had before. Then you start recognize who made this, the unbelievable genius. Then he starts being able to attain the pleasure and the benefit of the goodness in this world. And then he'll get proper reward in Olam Haba because he's using his seichel to understand what everything in the world is there for. In Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech says, Divrei Chachomim Kerdarvoinois Ukemasmerois Netuim Bale Asufois. So there's a couple of things that we're not sure what these are. First of all, Darvoinois is it's a type of a nail. It's a long like stick with a nail. And it's called a malamdei abaka. It's what they use to get the oxen that are plowing to stay straight. It keeps them and madrichs the oxen to go straight. It's some kind of a thing that they put on the oxen. You know how it works. You know, we don't have oxen for plowing. We have machines. But that's what's called the darboinois. And the masmoirois. Bale Asufois are people that write Sforim, I think. Let me see if he says that here. I thought Bale Asufois is those that write Sforim. The Kumas Maris Natuim Bale Asufois, that keeps them going straight. I don't know. Dima Melech HaChochem is Divrei HaChochmos the Darbonois. He's going to explain it now. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem, HaMelech HaChochem, he compares the words of the Chochomim to Darboinois, like these, this nail that keeps the oxen going straight. And the power they have to arouse, the same way as that the Darbon trains the cow, the ox, to go straight. So to the words of the Chachomim, arouse a person to walk in straight ways. That's the first comparison. The second one, Dimes Bale Sufois, Ha'evsimes Divreim V'chabrim Mem Svarim. That was right. Bale Sufois are those that gather together. Sufois is to asef, to gather together their words. And they write Svarim. That refers also divre. That also refers to the bale sufis. Kilo kosuv. The kamasmaris natuim divre bale sufis. Kias svarim adonim bechokhme. Svarim that are dealing with and analyzing wisdom. I'll call sugya. Kainim v'imdim laad. Those last forever. The amount of the ability to provide us with enormous benefit never ends. It's infinite, the benefit you can get from them. They're like nails that are nailed into a wall. But they're there. Once you've nailed the wall into the wall, it's there. It stays there. So that's the Agdoma to this. And now he ends off the Agdoma and says like this. In Bechina, we'll deal with six different subjects, each one in its perek. The first one is Mahia Bechina Be'etzem Inyona. That's the first thing he does always, is what is Bechina? We're learning Shara Bechina. We should at least have a basic definition of what it is and what all its aspects are. Secondly, Im Anachnu Mechuyovim Lizboinan Bebruim Kdei Lehavchin Be'em Es Achdus Hashem Olo. Second of all, do we have a chiyuv to do this? To meditate, to investigate the Bria and all the creatures in it, to understand, to discern in them the oneness of Hashem or not. Maybe we don't have a chiyuv. If we don't have a chiyuv, then we can move on to the next shal. We don't have to learn shal of Hashem if we don't have a chiyuv. Eich efshe, number three, eich efshe lahavchin me'abruim es achdus Hashem. If you have a chiyuv to do it, so how do you go about doing it? How do you see the achdus Hashem? By studying an apple, or a person, or a tree, or whatever. Fourthly, the kamas sugim nechlokim simone chokhmas Hashem bebruim. How many different types of chokhmas Hashem are divided up that we can see in the Bria? Shal yodam nuchal afchin es achdus Hashem. From those, how many things do you have to, different things do you have to go into to understand in order to arrive at a discernment of achdus Hashem? Hey, eizem misugim elu achi kala sigoy. Which of these different categories are easier to attain? The ones that are much easier to do, so then you're more obligated to spend time investigating them. The ones that are mamash impossibly difficult, so maybe I don't have to. And finally, Vov, usually always brings us in right at the end. What are the things that prevent us, get in the way of us doing Bechina? You already mentioned three. That doesn't even let you start. We're talking about once you've started, what's going to prevent you? First of all, what are the things that prevent you? And also, what are the things that come out of this? The toitsa of being mafchin in the Bria. So that's the Akdoma. And now we can start Perek Aleph. Amar HaMechaber. Mahusa Bechina Hishi is Boina Na'odim B'chokhmas HaBoira Haniris B'bruim. First thing is, you have to investigate, you have to think about, meditate, however you want to translate the word boinan, loshen bina. You have to investigate it, look at it, extract things from other things. In the chokhmah of the boira that you can see in the bruim, it means you have to look at the world and you have to discern in the world the chokhmah of the boira. That's number one. Number two, v'yachashoiv boi besichloi, then you have to think about it with your seichel. At to the extent that your understanding goes, not everybody has the same degree of understanding. Each person has to investigate this with the seichel that he has, as far as he can understand, more or less, whatever it is, lufia koicha shelo. Val yimna adam es atzma im izboin in a zoom, mipnei she'ein hu masig es hachochmas harabois v'amukos shebekol abruim ad bruyon. Now he comes to kill the all or nothing syndrome. We all suffer from a thing called all or nothing syndrome. He says a person shouldn't hold himself back from doing this work, from being born in the Bria, because he's not going to be able to understand all the chokhmah and all the wisdom and everything that you can up to the end. You know, he's going to start discovering subatomic particles. He may not understand everything down to the last nakuda. So he'll say, well, if I can't understand it, what am I wasting my time for? So he gives a very interesting reason why not to think that. I would say to him, Shalom Alecha Malach Aligmo. You don't have to do everything. You do the best you can, and Hashem will take care of the rest. But he doesn't say that. He gives a more dikateretz to that taina. Val yimna adam esatzma mizboin in azum ipnei she'ein hu masig es hachochmas harabois, because he's not going to attain the many, many chochmas. Everybody, according to his level, the astrophysicist and the simple child, can all see in whatever they're investigating the Yecholes Hashem v'chochmosoi. Why? Because even this chokhma is divided up into many different categories and many different creatures. Because at the end that's all just one thing. It's all one thing. It's all just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhma. So you'll understand his chokhma in one way, another person will understand his chokhma in another way, but what they're understanding is exactly the same thing. Each thing gets to look the way it does. It gets its programming, and it gets it the way it looks and what it does and what it is according to the needs of the world. But if you go back to the source of everything that you'll see in the world, it's all just the same thing. It's all just chokhmas habayra. So whether you're looking at an apple, you're looking at the seed of an apple, you're looking at a human eye, you're looking at subatomic particles, you're looking at unbelievable things going on in the outer space or whatever, or each person according to his ability will understand, but they're all understanding the same thing because it's all one thing. It's all Chokhmah Sabayr. Of the sun. The Maroche Ikra Ubatsmo Hiachas. The sun is one thing, correct? No one would deny that. The sun is one big, whatever it is, one big ball of fire, whatever. Whatever's going on up there in the sun's one thing. It's not a whole bunch of different stuff. It's made up of different things, but the sun, when you start talking about the sun, we're talking about one thing. Because it Michelek Mara Karnea Kushis Erechas Derek Shin Shmois Hasuis Mischuchik Labona. If you shine the sun through different color glasses, white glass, black glass, red, green glass, or whatever, that light of the sun will change on the other side of the glass, will be different depending on the light of the glass. But it's the same sun, it's the same light. So whether you're seeing green light, black light, purple light, because the glass, the filter, is filtering out and giving you another color, but it's all the same sun. The same as when you look at the Bria. The Bria is all just Rotzon Hashem, filtered through what we call the spheres, whatever you want to call that filtering system, that filtration system, that everything looks the way it does because that light is shining through different filters. But the light's the same light. It's not a different light. Another marshal I thought of is, you'll bring other marshals, but Rav Tauber Zatzal used to always use the marshal of a film. The projector has one glow, got one light shining, yeah? And then it shines through the form. What do you see on the wall? You see all different kinds of stuff going on. But if you would track that back into the projection room, you'll see it's all just one globe. It's just one light. It's just manifesting on the screen differently because of the needs of the world. That's exactly what he just said. Mine, for example, he says, Kashem mashkim behem gina sheyesh bo prachim betzvim shayim. You have water. Water is shakuf. It doesn't really have a color, yeah? Now you spray it all over different color flowers. As nirim amayim al aprochim betzeva aprochim. The water now takes on the color of the flowers. This is a marshal, by the way. Kain hi gam chochma soyis baruch. So how do we see the nimshal? Yeah, the wisdom of Hashem is like that as well. B'mekeiri hi achas. It's all one thing. It's all chochma sabayre. Elo shekol echad ma'abrim kibbalis tzurose v'tchonoisav behetem l'ma'ash roilot. Everything gets what it needs to get because of what it needs. You need 2 eyes, so there's 2 eyes. You're not just an eye. You're an eye and a nose and a mouth and all the different multiple things, and they're all mamash complex and different and whatever, but they're all the same. They're all exactly the same thing. They're all just chokhmas abayre. Therefore, there's no reason for a simple person or a clever person to hold back and say, yeah, well, I'll never understand everything. Because once you've understood one thing, you've understood the same as everybody's understood, because that's the same thing. It's all one thing. Okay, that's a whole sugi on its own. Loshon Achdus Hashem. Then he goes to Shara Yichud at length, proving these things that it's all one and Achdus, but we're going to focus on it from another aspect here. So what you have to do is you have to go think, meditate in the creations of the Boire, the little things and the big things, and you'll see things that you haven't understood yet. You'll see that the truth is what I'm telling you now. From everything in the world, everything, you can see the Chochmah of Hashem. All these multiple things you'll see out in the world there, which is mind-boggling, the diversity in the world, you'll understand that it all comes from one thing. It all is one. Sheresh, it all comes from one place. It's all the same thing. So why does it all look different? Because the world needs different things. You need trees and animals and multiple fish and all these different whatever you need. Billions of stars and solar systems or whatever, but at the end of the day, they're all just the same thing. They're all just Chochma Saboyer. That's enough. That's astounding enough as it is. It doesn't matter you're looking at it and what you're studying, whether you're studying your hand, whether you're studying the universe, the cosmos, whether you're studying mamash microscopic particles or whatever, at the end of the day, you're looking at exactly the same thing. You're looking at Hashem. Okay. Okay. he adds a very important klalia. It's true that no matter what you're looking at, what you're investigating, that's all Chokhmah Sabayra. But he says the Chokhmah Sabayra is not apparent equally in all the brim. The Chokhmah of the Boira is going to be different in different aspects of the Bria. Therefore, we have to meditate and think on the Chokhmah of the Boira until our intelligence, our Seichel, can grasp, can attain all these matters clearly, bleak or sophic, without any doubt. And they will become fixed in our ideas, in our thoughts, without ever forgetting them. If you see what he means. What's the problem? Why can't I just see everything the same in everything? You just said it's all one thing, yeah? I look at the sun, I see the sun, I see a sun bimya, I see a different color sun there, so it's all the same. What's the problem? He says, no, you have a problem. Because if you would see the Chokhmah of the Boira exactly the same everywhere, lo haya af echad masupak bo, vaya chokhmah vatipesh masigim oise b'shova. So it seems that equality isn't something that the Chovas of Avos wants to advocate. He says, because if it was all just the same, then the fool and the chochem would acquire their appreciation, their understanding exactly the same. And the real reason why all the creatures are not the same one to the other, because something that only does one thing all the time, it's clear that its actions are not flowing out of desire, out of rotzen, not desire, out of rotzen. This thing just does the same thing all the time. So then you know it's not doing what it wants. It's just doing what it's programmed to do. It's just, that's what's just planted into its nature, and it's going to do whatever it was programmed to do. He's dependent on another force that's forcing him to do what he does. There was never anything in the Bria, from the highest universes to the smallest particles, that ever decided, you know what, hey, I'm tired of being plankton. I'm going to do something else. I'm not swimming around in the sea anymore, getting eaten by whales. I'm going to play on land. Never such a thing happened. He does what he does because that's what he does, because that's what he's programmed to do. And when you see him doing his predictable things, it's the same as a human being. Human beings that just do the same predictable things, you know, that they're not acting out of bechira or rotzon. They're acting out of compulsion. The alcoholic wakes up in the morning and has a beer, so we know there's no bechira there anymore. He's just doing the most predictable thing because he's not there anymore. Cows never decided, you know, well, that steak really looks nice. I'm sick of eating grass. I'm gonna try. Let's see, become a bit of a carnivore. Yeah. Never happened. He can't. Because there's something above him that forces him to do what he has to do. Fire, he wants to use fire as an example. Besada, he's going to discuss the four Yesodus at length. Fire's job is to burn. Fire never said, you know what, why should I be the destructive force? I want to put out fires. I want to make fires. No, fire does fire. Water cools things down. But someone that's functioning with chofshi, with chayrus, with freedom, with rotzen chofshi, roim bo shoyse pulushonot. One day he does like this, one day he does like that, depending on the needs, depending on his rotzon. He's not predictable. He's not predictable because you never know what he's going to do, because it depends what he'll choose to do on that particular situation. That's a dover poshut. Hashem's, no one's forcing Hashem to do anything. Everything he does through his free rotzon. free desire, free will. He doesn't have to do anything. There's no one forcing him to do anything. He can do whatever he wants. He also doesn't function out of it because that's his nature. He just has to. He doesn't have a choice. That's why he does lots of different things all the time. It's a bit disturbing after a while because just nothing's predictable anymore. When his divine wisdom decides he's needed, that's what he does. But there's no one forcing him to do anything, and not even himself. From all these changes that take place, which we're going to discuss also later, we'll see, that's a big, big discussion later. From all these changes, you will come to recognize his yichud. There's no one that pushes him or prevents him from doing whatever he wants in the world. The pasuk in Tehillim. Therefore, it has to be that you'll see the Chochmah of Hashem in the Bria in different ways. It's not all the same. Just the last few lines, if you don't mind, because then Metz Hashem will do Perek at the end of Perek Aleph. V'lakim levada yeide imach mesiba zu levadoi, lo nivra kol abruim bedemus v'tzura achas, ki chachmas yez barach hi gavua me'asagoseinu. Only Hashem really knows if it's because of this reason alone that things weren't all created the same, because his wisdom is way beyond our ability to understand. The reason I'm giving you, I don't think that this is the whole story. I'm just giving one story, one reason of all the many, many stories that I haven't understood yet. Only Hashem really understands everything, and all I'm giving you is just a taste. Just one little reason why everything has to be different. Of all, at the end of the day, we don't understand anything. Because Hashem's way much too big for us. And that's how it ends off. Metz Hashem will start next week. Perek Beis, he's going to prove from Seichel, Teresh B'Ksav, Teresh B'Peh, the enormous chiv we have to do Shara Bechina and to do the Savoida. I was just thinking, for example, just one example, what's he talking about? So I was just thinking, it says Hashem's Kulu Rachamim, and you see enormous Rachmanis in the Bria, yeah? But there's almost enormous cruelty. Anybody that's ever gone out into the African bush and spent a bit of time watching animals, they're frightfully cruel to each other. You watch a leopard playing with a buck or whatever while it kills it. Yeah? One second. So I'm seeing some of the chokhmah of the boy in all of that. But that chokhmah shows me some extreme cruelty. And yet you look in other places in the Bria and you see unbelievable compassion. What do you do with that? That's a stira. Not just all compassion. Sometimes it's you ever seen alligator trying to eat something? I mean, they're horribly cruel. They're ugly and disgusting creatures. But that's also the chokhmah of the boira, and that's also the beauty of it. Yeah, but that's where I saw this. I never understood what he wanted. Yeah, because you look at a flower. Flowers are flower. Yeah, flowers are different. They're all whatever. But where do you see that? No, you see the midas of Hashem. It's unpredictable. You know that Hashem's kulu good, everything's fine, he's rachamim, he's the sweet, nice guy, whatever. And you go out into the world, you think, well, you know, everything's going to be nice and friendly out there in the jungle. No, lo kol kach pashut. You know, the natural world's not so, you know, they eat each other. It's not so fun out there. So then you start wondering, like, why is Hashem behaving so funny here? Anyway, that's just an insight that I had once. Okay.
Shlach, Rabbi, appreciate it.
Take good care. We need to discuss what you're doing next week. It's very hard for me to know now what 2 weeks before Pesach is going to look like next week. I have no idea. So let's just maybe be in touch early next week and see whether we can do this. My schedule goes inside out, upside down from next week. So hopefully we can keep going, but I don't want to mechayev you.
Amen.
Okay.
Great. Thank you, Rob.
Take good care. Have a good evening.
Bye, the top.